15 years ago, spotting a white stork in the Kaiserslautern area was a small sensation. Today it's everyday life, and in some places it's almost too many. By mid-January 2026, while other parts of Germany still had snow, the first storks were already back here, settling onto nests and power poles and platforms. And a few had even stayed through winter. Hans Trumm, chairman of the Stork Friends of the Glan Valley, says what once felt brand new is now routine, a highlight for visitors, normal for locals. The group, founded in 2005, helped drive the comeback with decoy aviaries and nesting platforms using a simple rule: storks attract other storks. Trumm says the birds quickly accepted the sights. One pair has been returning to Theisbergstegen for 10 years. Michael Schröder from NABU Weilerbach confirms the shift. In 2011, it was a sensation to see a stork. Now the West Palatinate is a hotspot. Some towns have become stork villages, including Katzweiler and the well-known Theisbergstegen, while Lohnsfeld in the Donnersberg district can host 20 to 40 storks at peak times. Its major Daniel Korn calls them stork armadas. This year stood out because the birds arrived unusually early and a few now skip migration entirely. Schröder says long-term data shows arrivals are moving earlier. Experts point to milder winters and climate change. And storks aren't the only ones. Cranes are also leaving thousand winter quarters earlier, but they mostly just pass overhead, sometimes stopping briefly, especially at the Kranichwoog near Hütchenhausen, which Schröder nicknames the Crane's Motel. By early March, when breeding season starts, most storks should be back, unless a late cold snap delays them. Looking ahead, Trumm wonders if storks may one day stop migration at all. If winters stay mild and food is available, the West Palatinate Kaiserslautern area could trade migratory visitors for year-round residents, turning what was once a sensation into a permanent ordinary sight.